6:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Palestinian leaders have voted to urge the Palestinian Liberation Organization to suspend its recognition of Israel. This comes weeks after the United States' unilateral decision to declare Jerusalem al-Quds as the Israeli capital.
We are condemning and rejecting the decision of U.S. President Donald Trump considering Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and transferring the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The Central Council decided that the transitional period stipulated in the agreement signed in Oslo, Cairo, and Washington with its obligations no longer exist. The Central Council calls upon the international community to assume its responsibilities on the basis of relevant UN resolutions to end the occupation and enable the State of Palestine to achieve its independence.
The voting took place at the Palestinian Central Council, which is a high-ranking arm of the PLO. Those attending the council also demanded an immediate halt to the settlement activities in the occupied territories. Tensions are simmering across the Palestinian territories ever since U.S. President Donald Trump declared Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital. Trump also said his government would be moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to al-Quds. The decision sparked widespread international condemnation, with many rebuking Trump for his provocative move. Let's speak to Kamal Hawash. He's a Palestinian academic and writer, and he joins us via Skype from Birmingham. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Hawash. Now, first of all, how far do you think this call by this council will go in as far as a concrete move by the PLO?
Well, they have called for a number of things in the past, and the PLO has adopted, for example, suspending security cooperation, but that wasn't implemented. So that is yet to be seen. I think what is different this time is even Mahmoud Abbas himself is clearly very angry about what has happened. He has been led up the garden path. He thought that by negotiating, by insisting on negotiations, that he would get something out of the Israelis. Not only has he got nothing, they continue to take, as has happened now with the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel by the United States, and it's the United States only that has done that. So it's really time for the leadership of the Palestinians to stand up and be counted. Either implement all these decisions that have been the recommendations made by the Central Council, or make way for a new leadership.
Well, Mr. Hawash, that does bring me to my next question, where while speaking to our correspondent on the ground, she also pointed out, after extensive reporting, that Palestinians who have been protesting daily against this move by the U.S. want more from their leadership. They want to move away from just words to actions. What options do Palestinian leaders have at their disposal, though?
I think they have a number of options. First of all, to escalate and to actually lead the popular resistance that happens, for example, in the village of Nabi Saleh in Bilayn, to show leadership, to go out onto the streets with the people. We, as Palestinians, don't have a state yet, so why are they immune from actually going out and standing with the people? That's the first thing they can do. They can properly suspend the security cooperation with Israel, which only brings security to Israelis and not to Palestinians. And they can try and extract themselves from the economic dependency on Israel that the Oslo Accords brought. They should reject the Oslo Accords now, say formally that they have ended. They have brought the Palestinians nothing but further erosion of their right and a growth in the settlement enterprise, and say we will only accept a solution based on international law. They have allowed the Americans to lead them again up the garden path by just talk with the Israelis with no basis. The basis is there in terms of United Nations resolutions and international law. What needs to happen is for Israel to be forced escalating the resistance by costing Israel more for its occupation. They might begin to do that.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Kamal Hawash, Palestinian academic and writer, joining us via Skype from Birmingham. Mr. Hawash, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.